Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es dem Ei, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. So I buy Peris and Amoritz. It's not Shabbos. It's not his wedding, and he didn't make any neder. I have to do the standard ma. What do I have to do? I don't have to give Truma Gedailah. That we assume the Amoratzim do. You're very careful about Truma Gedailah. I have to separate Maaser Rishayin. I have to take the Trumas Maaser. Give it to the Kayin. I also have to separate Maaser Sheni during years of Maaser Sheni. The Trumas Maaser, even though the whole thing is only a suffix, because could be the Amoris did it already, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, can only be eaten by a Kayin. So I have to physically separate it and give it to a Kayin. As far as the Maaser Rishon is concerned, so Maaser Rishon anyone can eat. You don't have to be a Levi to eat Maaser Rishon. It's just that it belongs to the Levi. So when it comes to the Maaser Rishon, which is only a suffix, so like we explained, we apply the rule Amoitzi Mechaveri Oliverai, and I'm going to say, Reb Levi, look, I separated the Maaser because I don't want to eat Tevel, but then I have to give it to you? Who says I owe it to you? Maybe the Amoratzim already took the Maaser from this. You have to prove that I owe it to you. So the truth is, I don't even have to physically separate the Maaser. It's enough just to do what's called Kriyas Shem. In other words, I say, okay, on that corner, on that side, that's the Maaser Rishon. That's how the payers leave the suffix Iser, which the Ma is. The rest I could eat. Same is true with Maaser Sheni of the Ma. So if I plan on taking the payers to Yerushalayim, I have to physically separate it to carry it to Yerushalayim. But if I plan on redeeming it for money and bringing the money to Yerushalayim and over there purchase Maaser Sheni food, here too. I don't have to physically separate the Maaser Sheni. I can just proclaim it. Kriyas Shem. I'm taking it out of the Iser Tevel. I'm saying, that's my Maaser Sheni. And then I redeem it. What about Maaser Ani? It's not a Maaser Sheni year. First and second years of Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year after Shemitah is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Ani. It's a Maaser Ani year. And I bought Peres from an Ama Aretz. So Rabbi Eliezer says, as we begin over here, Perik Dal at Mishnah Gimel, Ein Adam Tzarech Likris Shem L'Maaser Ani Shel Demai. When it comes to Maaser Ani, I don't even have to declare any of it Maaser Ani, never mind physically separating it. I don't even have to say, oh, the Maaser Ani is on the north side, or on the south side. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we are not choyshe the Amoratzim that they didn't separate Maaser Ani. They know there's a chiyuv misa for eating tevel, meaning produce that no Maaser Ani was separated from. Whereas the chachamim say koyr Hashem. No, he has to declare a certain part of the food which he bought from the Amoritz as Maaser Ani. Just a vein tzarech lehafresh. Like Maaser Rishon, doesn't have to physically separate it. Doesn't have to give it to the poor people. Because the poor people would have to prove that it's owed to them, that the Amoratzim didn't do it. But he does have to declare it Maaser Ani. He has to say the Maaser Ani is on that side. Now it's true, Taka, the Mefarshim explained. Most of the Amoratzim, more than most, gave Maaser Ani. But really, what are we asking him to do? Just to declare that Maaser Ani? We're not even asking him to give it to the Ani. So to avoid the problem of Tevel, why not just have him say, okay, that and that, that's Maaser Ani. It's interesting, the Rambam says that Enechanami, we're so sure that the Amoratzim took off Maaser Ani, it's not even a suffix. The reason we're asking him to do it is that being that the years change from Maaser Sheni to Maaser Ani, so we're scared if he doesn't do Maaser Ani, he's also not going to do Maaser Sheni. So in Mele, we say declare the Maaser Ani also. Okay, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not even necessary to declare anything Maaser Ani, never mind separating it. We're sure the Aniim do it. Why are we sure the Aniim do it? Because there would be Chayiv Misa if they didn't. It would be Tevel. Zayzok to Batanur. Some Rishonim don't hold that way. Some Rishonim hold that if you didn't take off Maaser Ani, it's not Tevel. Then what would be Chayiv Misa for? Wait a second, if that's the case, so why does Rabbi Eliezer say you don't have to take off Maaser Ani? If the Amiratzim aren't so scared of Maaser Ani, then why are they taking it off? Why is Rabbi Eliezer sure that you don't have to do it? And the answer is, they separate Maaser Ani, they just don't give it to the Ani. To remove the Isser Tevel, all you have to do is separate it. That's why in the case of Maaser Ani, we think that they did it. They separated it, they ate it on their own, but Akoponim, as far as I'm concerned, it was cleared from Maaser Ani. It's just that it's a Geneva Shaila between the Amiratzim and the Aniyim. That's not my concern. That's how some learn the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, bottom line is Rabbi Eliezer says Maaser Ani has nothing to do with Demai. It's out of the picture. You don't have to deal with it at all. The Chachamim say, just like Maaser Rishon, you have to point and say, that's my Maaser Ani when it comes to Demai, and with that, you're Yetzer.